USA Radio News.
President Trump is in Council Bluffs, Iowa for one of his Make America Great Again rallies. Before leaving Washington, the president discussed one of the names that we've been hearing who might replace Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley. That name is Dina Powell. President Trump addressed Powell and if she would be a good pick.
Dina is certainly a person I would consider, and she is under consideration. We have actually many names. And, you know, Nikki has been great. Nikki's going to be working along with us and helping us with the joint, plus she's going to help us with 2020.
Florida Governor Rick Scott said some 100 Florida Highway Patrol troopers would be deployed across the state's Big Bend and Panhandle area ahead of Hurricane Michael. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham has more on the hurricane.
This is a swath of winds that'll make its way on land. And some of those, you're looking at those storm bands, they're going to be there even tonight. So
you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Google is shutting down Google Plus. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more details.
The shutdown of the long-dormant consumer arm of its social network comes after Google exposed the private data of hundreds of thousands of Google Plus users and then didn't disclose the issue this past spring, in part because of fears that doing so would draw regulatory scrutiny and could cause reputational damage. That's according to people briefed on the incident. Upon discovering the bug, Google patched it, but again opted not to disclose it to the public. In announcing the closure now of Google Plus, Google acknowledged that it failed to gain significant traction with consumers.
Newly sworn in Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh began his first day of work today. Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer says Kavanaugh was a win for President Trump.
This president's legacy will go down as somebody who has reshaped the judicial branch to strict constructionalists.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Last month, the United States and Canada agreed to replace the North American Free Trade Agreement. President Trump was never a fan of NAFTA, so much as called it a disaster. The new NAFTA will be replaced by the USMCA, the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement. Stephen Harper is a former Prime Minister of Canada. He talks about how this deal will benefit the United States.
I think from the standpoint of the United States, the gains on the auto sector, there's both content requirements and wage provisions, a number of other things that really should help over time tilt new production back to the United States. I really always felt that this was the only real grievance that I thought was legitimate about Mexico. You know, Canada and the United States, we bailed out the auto sector during the global financial crisis, and then the next thing we see them moving production to Mexico. So I think that was a legitimate thing for the president to be concerned about, and I think this helps tilt that back.
Next, the former prime minister talks about the trade differences between us and China.
I think the problem with Chinese trade is actually more fundamental. We've ended up setting up a system post-WTO, I can criticize this because it happened before I was there, where really, you know, the Chinese can have wide-ranging access to our markets. They can sell an awful lot here at kind of when they want and where they want and at what quantity. It is the opposite in the case of us. When we go to China, we can only sell what the Chinese say we can sell, when they say we can sell it, and in what quantity.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.